Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Pirate Signals style ThinkBreak switchup in Ableton Live 12. Using stock tools only, we're going for that intermediate DNB move where the groove feels familiar at first. Then flips halfway through the phrase and suddenly everything feels sharper, darker, and way more intentional. Now, this is not just a fancy drum fill. The whole point is controlled disruption. You want the listener to recognize the loop, lock into it, and then feel that little jolt when the second half changes the rules. That's what makes this kind of switch-up work on the dance floor. It keeps the track moving without losing momentum. Let's start with the source material. Take a break that has character. You want a solid kick and snare, but also enough ghost detail in the hats and room tone so the edits don't feel sterile. A dusty break, a classic jungle-style loop, or even your own recorded drum phrase can work really well. Set your tempo first, because in DNB the timing has to be clean. Something around 170 to 174 BPM is a great place to start for a modern roller feel. If you want it a little looser and more jungle-inspired, you can sit slightly lower. Once the break is in Ableton, warp it carefully. If you want tight, punchy transients, try Beats mode. Keep the transient preservation in a sensible range so the hit stays snappy. If the sample is more washed out or atmospheric, you can experiment with Complex Pro, but don't let it smear the attack too much. In fast music, any timing wobble gets exposed immediately. Now slice that break to a new MIDI track. This is where the fun starts. Use slicing by transient if you want a natural break chop workflow. If you already placed warp markers, you can slice from those. If you want something more grid-based and deliberate, slice by 1/16 notes. You'll end up with a drum rack full of individual break hits, which gives you a lot more control than just looping audio. Build your first groove before you get fancy. Keep it simple and musical. Put the main snare on the backbeat, reinforce the kick fragments, and add a few ghost notes or hat ticks around the snare to make the loop breathe. The key here is not to overread it too early. Let the break keep its identity. If you change every hit, you lose the personality that makes the sample feel alive. At this stage, think in phrases, not fills. That's a huge difference. Instead of randomly throwing in extra notes, map out where the groove naturally repeats. Ask yourself what the anchor is. Usually that's the main snare, or sometimes one signature hat tick. Keep one of those things consistent so the listener still feels grounded. Then choose one rule to break in the second half. For the first half of the phrase, shape the break into a think-style groove. Keep the motion rolling, but don't make it dense just for the sake of it. Use a few repeated notes on the same slice to build urgency. Let some hats alternate between full and chopped hits. If you want a little push, nudge one snare slice a touch early. That tiny timing change can create a lot of forward motion without sounding obvious. You can also add a touch of swing from the groove pool if it feels too rigid. Just keep it subtle. In DNB, too much swing can get sloppy fast. We want pressure, not mush. Now we get to the switch-up itself. This is bar 5, the moment where the phrase changes character. It should feel like the track drops a gear and then snaps into a new angle. To make that happen, combine three things: a break edit change, a tonal change, and a short bass or FX punctuation. For the break edit, cut the last hit of bar 4 a little short. Add a reverse slice, or reverse a cymbal tail into bar 5. You can also replace one strong snare with a tiny chopped fill, something like two quick 16th hits and then a res. That creates motion without clutter. For the tone, put an auto filter on the drum boss and automate it. You might start with the top end a little closed off, then open it sharply on the switch. That gives the new phrase a clear sense of arrival. You can even duck it back slightly after the hit if you want that blink and you miss it energy. Then add a short bass punctuation. Keep it brief. One stab, one sub drop, one res hit. Don't turn it into a whole new section. The switch-up works best when the bass answers the drums instead of fighting them. Speaking of bass, keep it disciplined. A lot of switch-ups fall apart because the low end crowds the break. Build a clean sub with something simple, like operator or simpler loaded with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it short. Let it support the kick and snare conversation rather than stepping all over it. Then add a mid-bass layer if you need more attitude. A detuned saw, a res, or a resampled bass sound can work here. High pass it so it doesn't own the low end. Add some saturator or overdrive if you want grit, and maybe a bit of auto-filter movement for life. The main idea is call and response. The drums lead, the bass answers, then the switch-up changes the conversation. A really useful move here is resampling. Once the drum chop and bass idea are working together, route them to a new audio track and record a clean pass of 4 or 8 bars. Then drag that recording back into Simpler or slice it again. This gives you a unique texture that feels more like a real edit than a loop. It's also a great way to find little transient moments you might not have programmed by hand. If the resample feels too clean, you can add a bit of redux for edge. Just keep it subtle. You want bite, not digital mush. Now glue the drums together on a bus. Send your break chops to a drum bus or group track and process there. A little glue compressor can help, but don't crush it. A small amount of gain reduction is usually enough. Drum bus is great for transient focus and density. If the low mids start to build up, clean them with EQ8, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. One important teacher note here, if the snare loses impact, back off the compression. In this style, punch matters more than flat loudness. The switch-up should hit hard, not turn into a brick. Automation is where the whole thing starts feeling engineered instead of random. Use it to guide the ear. You can automate the drum bus filter cutoff, reverb send on a selected hit, delay on a hat tick, or even utility gain for a tiny dropout before the switch. A very effective DNB move is to pull the drum bus down just a little bit for a beat, then hit the switch with a reverse tail and bring the bass back in right on the downbeat. That's the kind of detail that makes the arrangement feel professional. It's not about making everything bigger. Sometimes the hardest hit comes from subtraction. Drop out one element for half a bar before the switch. Remove a hat. Remove a ghost note. Remove a bass hit. That empty space gives the next thing way more impact. Here's a good way to check your work. Bounce that idea to audio and listen back quietly, even in mono if you can. If the second half still reads clearly at low volume, the arrangement is strong. If it only works when the monitors are loud, you probably need clearer rhythmic contrast. A few things to watch out for. Don't overslice the break. If every hit is different, the groove loses identity. Don't let the sub fight the break. Keep it mono and short. Don't make the switch up too busy. Usually one fill, one reverse, and one missing hit is enough. And don't forget the second half needs to feel like a real answer, not just a one bar trick. If you want to level this up, try a halftime illusion inside the fast tempo. Keep the project at DNB speed, but make the second half feel slower by reducing hat density and spacing out the ghost notes. That gives you a heavy lean back feeling without actually changing BPM. You can also experiment with two break layers. Maybe the first half uses a dusty, roomy break, and the second half crossfades into a tighter chopped layer. That contrast can make the switch up feel like a mini chorus instead of just a drum edit. And here's a great advanced move. Move one repeated ghost hit 1/16th later in the second half. That tiny offset changes the groove in a way the listener feels more than hears. It's subtle, but it can make the whole phrase feel fresh. So to recap the workflow, choose a strong break, warp it cleanly, slice it to a drum rack, build a two-bar groove, create a clear bar 5 switch with a fill and a tonal change, support it with disciplined bass, resample the result, glue the drums on a bus, and automate the transition so it feels intentional. If you want a quick practice challenge, make 3 versions of the same 8-bar switch-up. One clean and punchy. One darker and more broken. One more like a DJ transition tool with extra space and stronger automation. Keep the same break sample for all 3, keep the bass mostly the same, and compare which version actually feels most track-ready. That kind of A/B testing is how you train your ear fast. Bottom line, a Pirate Signal-style think-break switch-up works because it changes the energy without breaking the dance-floor momentum. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and let the drums and bass talk to each other. That's the move.